In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to the 1960s.
Wow, man.
Groovy. Okay, grab your tambourine and your granny glasses, because my first song was written by Bob Dylan.
I hope it wasn't sung by Bob Dylan.
Why?
Did you ever hear Bob Dylan sing?
I don't think so, then.
You would remember if you'd ever heard him sing, but go on.
Okay. The Byrds also recorded a version of the song that they released in 1965, which reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. This song appeared on their debut album and represented their first effective American challenge to the dominance of the Beatles and the British invasion during the mid-1960s. Here's Mr. Tambourine Man.
Upon your magic twirling ship, all my senses have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
You liked my song.
I really did. I love that song. I had that album.
Oh, you did? See, you're bopping around in the studio here.
I know. I had that album when I was a kid, and that was the same album that had the 8 Miles High that I did. But I really like the Byrds. And just as a side note, Roger McGuinn, or Jim McGuinn, whenever he goes by, he was still touring a few years ago, just by himself, playing a 12-string guitar. The guy's awesome.
Oh.
A little bit of useless information.
Well, you are useless. You are a wealth of useless information.
Yes.
I shouldn't have said you are useless. What was I thinking? Did you know in 1965 the Voting Rights Act was signed? It is a landmark piece of federal legislation in the United States that prohibits racial discrimination in voting. It was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson during the height of the civil rights movement on August 6, 1965.
You know, and think about it, that was only 52 years ago. So it wasn't all that long ago.
When I was born. I mean, I'm alive. Oh, my God. I feel old.
Newsflash, you are old.
Bite your tongue.
you had a tambourine man, so I'm going to have a hurdy-gurdy man.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
How about that,
I've never heard a song called Hurdy-Gurdy.
Well, my first song is by the Scottish singer-songwriter Donovan. We always got confused with Bob Dylan, but...
I like Donovan.
Did you really?
Yeah, oh. he played a song that I liked.
I think the next song I do you're not going to be too happy with, but that's...
Oh, thank you for warning me.
That will be a surprise. This song was released in May of 1968, and it reached number 5 in the U.S. pop charts. Donovan said he originally wanted the song to be recorded by Jimi Hendrix. Huh?
Oh, then I won't like this song.
Here's Hurdy-Gurdy Man.
Thrown like a star in my vasty, if I open my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
What's a hurdy-gurdy anyway? It's like you put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, put your left foot in, and you shake it all about.
No.
You do the hurdy-gurdy.
No. That's the hokey-pokey, my love. Anyway.
I'm just saying.
In 1965, 25% of the homes had their milk delivered by the milkman. How about that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And there always was a gray little metal insulated box on your porch.
Yeah.
And you put the milk in there, and then you put a little note for the milkman if you wanted, you know, like cottage cheese or sour cream or something like that. And that's what you did. And he would put it in there, it would turn warm, especially in the summertime, turn warm and curdle, and life was good.
And then your mothers would feed it to you.
Exactly.
And you'd get sick, and you wonder, why did I puke?
Well, you know.
Now you know.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Moo. 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 Moo.
You're supposed to be a cow?
Moo.
Okay, cow. What does milk taste like?
Milk tastes like chocolate, moo. Milkshake tastes like chocolate, moo. Ice cream tastes like chocolate, moo. Chocolate, moo. Milk, moo. Chocolate, moo. Milk, moo. Chocolate.
Chocolate? What does chocolate taste like?
Chocolate tastes like Bosco. Just like Bosco. Just like Bosco. Chocolate tastes like Bosco. And because chocolate tastes like Bosco, tastes like you like Bosco too. Chocolate pours like Bosco. Just like Bosco. Just like Bosco. Chocolate tastes like Bosco. And because chocolate tastes like Bosco, tastes like...
Chocolate tastes like Bosco, tastes like...
Chocolate tastes like Bosco, tastes like you like Bosco too.
Moo.
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 You know, we were married at St. John Bosco's Parish in Chicago 43 years ago. Did you know that he was the patron saint of chocolate syrup? Yes,
that's absolutely correct.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5. On your transistor radio.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1965. The SDS, also known as the Students for a Democratic Society, march on Washington to end the war in Vietnam, held on April 17, 1965, turned out to be the largest peace protest up to that point in American history, drawing between 15,000 and 25,000 college students and others to the nation's capital.
Thousands of demonstrators opposed to the Vietnam War assembled in the nation's capital for a mass protest. For the most part orderly, minor scuffles did occur between the demonstrators and hecklers. A three-hour parade takes the demonstrators across the Potomac on their way to the Pentagon. The crowd, estimated at about 50,000 persons, was a loose confederation of some 150 groups and included adults, students, even children. It is at the Pentagon where the first test of strength comes. Military police contain the crowd, but clashes soon break out. Federal marshals arrest several who attempt to break through the protective line. Reinforcing the marshals, a second wave of MPs with fixed bayonets in scabbards move into position. Some 400 demonstrators are arrested, two soldiers are injured, and tear gas is used.
And the crowd keeps going. It went from 15 to 25 and now to 50.
Well, it was 15 to 25 college students.
Oh.
And okay. Others.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So.
Gotcha.
That's basically why they said that. Okay. And that's what happened way back when. My next song is a really sweet number, and it reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart and number 13 on the R&B chart. The Four Seasons recorded this song in 1963. Here's Candy Girl.
I've been a-searching all this big wide world. Now finally I've found mine.
Candy girl,
I know just why I fed.
Candy girl.
when we're out together. Everyone knows the way we feel. We both seem to glow with a glow of a love, and it's plain to see
our love is real.
And you like that song, too, because you're bopping around again.
I know. What's wrong with us?
I don't know. I think I'm turning you on to bubblegum music.
Oh, that'll never happen.
Oh, I think it will.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Saccharin Light, the all-new sugar substitute that has only half the calories of your regular sugar substitute. Saccharin Light, recommended by 9 out of 10 weight-conscious Canadian rats.
Now, see how my song went so well with our sponsor?
We all tie it together.
We do.
We do. We do. You know, even maybe the title of my next song was your Candy Girl.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. The album Happy Trails is the second one released by the American band Quicksilver Messenger Service in March of 1969. Most of the album was recorded from two performances at the Fillmore East and the Fillmore West. And this particular song, I'm happy to say, finished number 999 on the Billboard Hot 1000. How about that, huh?
The Billboard Hot 1000?
999. It just squeaked.
You're making things up now.
I would never do such a thing.
This must be a real doozy.
Here's Maiden of the Cancer Moon.
Thank you.
took your headphones off. You weren't bopping to that song. How come?
Do you really want to know?
No.
Thank you. I'm trying to be polite because my mother always told me if you can't say anything nice about something or someone, don't say anything at all. Zip it, baby.
In 1965, Diet Pepsi was the first diet soft drink to become available in the United States. How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Now, did you know it was first known as Patio Diet Cola?
That I did not know.
See, now you do.
I learned something new today. Mm-hmm. And I bet there was a Cancer moon at midnight, which brings me to my next song. See how we tie it together.
Yes, we do.
By the Grassroots, who released this single in 1968. The Grassroots version became the band's biggest charting hit on the Billboard Hot 100, reaching the top five in the U.S. Here's Midnight Confessions. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh no. You say goodbye, and I say hello. Say hello.